From the guerrilla camp located deep in the heart of rural northern North Carolina, I am your host, your indigenous guide, here on this broadcast coming at you on the weekend following Thanksgiving. And we've got a huge number of things to cover in this episode, but real quick, a shout out to the show sponsors and advertisers over on AmericanPartisan.org. And AmericanPartisan.org, I told you guys, told you now for some time, you know, in the past month, we have went through with a major facelift on the site, renovation, because you gotta renovate, you gotta innovate. Right, you gotta change some things around, you know, and really, it is all in an effort to bring all of you the very best possible. And we have a new tool in the arsenal, the news aggregation aspect. We now have the ability to do it natively to AmericanPartisan.org as well. So add this to your daily news aggregation rotation, because we're going to have a lot of headlines, and make sure that you are checking it multiple times a day, because we're going to have a lot of stuff going up. A little bit of a behind the scenes look at things, how stuff is breaking down. Of course, my training schedule is super intense. The demand is absolutely through the roof. And, you know, this podcast is on fire. We are currently ranked number 8, still right behind Dinesh D'Souza's podcast, which is outstanding. But we are ranked right up there with conservative greats and icons that have been very, very well-known names in the talk radio industry at the top of their game. Names such as Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly. And these guys are at the very, very most elite level. And to be ranked among them is not just a big honor to me personally, because it is, but it is a validation on just how smart and just how incredibly wonderful and talented and gifted that this audience is. That this audience that makes Radio Contra what it is, with every email that I get to interact with all of you out there, with the comments sections. You know, you look at a lot of podcasts out there, and they really don't have that many comments on the podcast site itself, and we've got a bunch. And it's always a delight. It's always a delight to get that feedback, good, bad, indifferent, whatever it is, because I am 100% committed in the mission to give you the absolute best. The absolute best, because damn it, you deserve it. We've been lied to by the mainstream media, of course, talked about that earlier in the week, had a post up declaring that yes, the mainstream media is a domestic enemy, and it is high time that we begin to call them that. You know, and it's one of the very few things that, a handful of things that the left may even agree with me on, is the fact that the mainstream media is indeed a tool of corporate oligarchs, and they absolutely are, and we're working to counter that, and being ranked number 8 in news commentary, being ranked number 8, wow, That's all I can say right there. And that is across all platforms, by the way. All platforms. That data comes into Podbean. Podbean estimates the ranking based on the number of downloads combined with the daily listens. And I am blown away by that. I am blown away by that. Our ratings are absolutely on fire. And again, it is 100% validation of how wonderful this audience really is, the true American patriots who are out there, who are making things happen in the real world. And you know, we talk about a lot of different stuff on this podcast. Okay. We talk about a lot of different things. It is very, very important to be well-rounded in your approach and be realistic in your approach. Okay. Not everybody's going to be a trigger puller. That's generally about 0.5% to 1% of a movement is going to be its effective trigger pullers. But the underground, the rest of the pyramid of insurgency, because you got to understand, guerrilla warfare, insurgency, which is really just guerrilla warfare with a fancy name, you know, these are all reflections of political realities. And absent politics, absent the ability to engage with your local populace, okay, your local populace, you're not going to get any traction. Okay, you're not going to get any traction. And of course, I wrote a piece about that earlier in the week as well, titled, You Say You Want a Revolution, A. And you should go back and read that, and read that very, very carefully, because in it, I lay out the case for effective action at the local level. And if you are not taking advantage of that and you are not out there engaging with your neighbors, well, you know, there's a reason that the Department of Justice, that Merrick Garland, who is profiteering off of the selling of critical race theory propaganda in our schools, and of course he is definitely in bed with Bill Gates, who has been dumbing down our kids through Common Core education as well. There's a reason that this power elite that is together is working so diligently to label these latte clutching moms out there. You know, Loudoun County, Virginia, there's a reason that was such a fight. And that was the defining issue in that election that got Glenn Youngkin elected. Now, you got to understand something. It doesn't stop there. You can't afford to go back to sleep. And I think a lot of people now are waking up to that reality, because they're starting to get a little uncomfortable. The economics are not supporting people being comfortable, you know, and we see it. We see everything. You know, when you go to the grocery store, we see the inflation. We see the pain of the inflation. Of course, we have the Joy Reids of the world, the propagandists who are hired to push a narrative. And I might add that Radio Contra officially, I have the data to prove it. Anybody that wants it. I do have the data to prove it, that Radio Contra gets more daily listens than Joy Reid gets views. It's a fact. It is a fact. I have it. I have the data. Come out to class. I'm more than happy to show it to you. Ought to get that framed up and put it on the wall. That Radio Contra, you know, just some hillbilly with a microphone, you know, cranking out as much content as possible, running a little upstart website known as AmericanPartisan.org, getting out there and training people, taking community activism to the next level, training people in real-world skills. Wow, what a thing, right? What a thing. It's real-world praxis, because these people are Marxists, and it is very dangerous when a man understands how Marxists function and takes their ideology and takes their practice and spins it on its head. And that's exactly what we're doing here. That is exactly what we are doing here and what I seek to achieve. And I'm very, very proud to be with you on that voyage. You know, but with that said, a shout out to our sponsors, of course. Palmetto State Armory right now is running their Black Friday sale. There are a number of other affiliates for AmericanPartisan.org that are running their sales as well. And of course, we have links to those. I'm going to be putting up some fresh links daily, so that you'll be able to click on those and you'll see some of the updated stuff that is going on sale throughout the weekend. Of course, Black Friday, the big sales event of the weekend. You know, do your shopping online. You can click the links that we put up, go purchase something. We get a very small commission off of it, a very small commission. It doesn't cost you a dime. It helps this podcast. It helps the website. It keeps the lights on. It keeps us doing what we are doing, and it is very, very much appreciated. Because let's be honest, you're going to buy stuff from Brownells. Okay, you're going to buy stuff anyway. If you're a shooter, if you're like me and you like to tinker with your own stuff and have some gunsmithing tools on hand, and we talked about that a few episodes ago with Dane of Gunmetal Armory, you know that you're going to buy these things. So why not give a little bit of a kickback, just a little, just a couple percent, right? Just a couple of percent, just a few cents, and that's going to kick back to the mission of American Partisan. You know that you're going to buy extra mags from Gun Mag Warehouse. You know that you're going to buy storable food, ReadyWise, right? Augustin Farms was an affiliate. Augustin Farms is not selling anything right now. It's looking like Mountain House might be having some major slowdown too, but ReadyWise is out there cranking it out. And this Black Friday, I think tomorrow is the last day of their sale. They've got a buy one, get one free emergency survival bucket. Best deal I've seen on storable food since this whole COVID nonsense started. Since this entire scam began, and there's been a run on all things preparedness, all things survival, and we see food prices skyrocketing. Take advantage of this while you can. Take advantage of this while you can. You know, to our paid-for sponsors, you know, Ready-Made Resources. Ready-Made Resources, Bob Griswold out there, needs absolutely no introduction. One of the oldest names in the preparedness industry. You know, devout Christian, very outspoken, going to be running a class at his place in February, by the way. RTO, advanced RTO, and signals intelligence. And we might be running another class. The schedule is a little tight. That is in February. Check out the training calendar, brushbeater.org/training calendar. That's brushbeater.org/training calendar. I'll have a link down below in the show notes, but we may be having another class that is centered around tradecraft. We shall see. My schedule is very, very tight around that time in February, and we may be offering that type of a class later on in the year. And I will say this too, there are a few other guys out there who are offering tradecraft type classes who I am very, very good friends with. Kay over at Combat Studies Group, of course, we did an interview with him several episodes ago where we talked about a wide variety of things, but privacy, security, anonymity, personal security with phones and mobile devices, which is something that he specializes in. Go over there. He teaches the Ground Rod series courses. He's got some other classes that he teaches as well. But the Ground Rod series of courses are just outstanding. I've had a lot of his students that have come through my classes. He himself was a student of mine when I was out in Wyoming that last time. And, a consummate professional. That is the best way that I can describe him, is a consummate professional, detail-oriented, and very meticulous, as am I. You know, and when you meet somebody who is a like-minded professional, you know, not like-minded individual, I'm very specific with what I say, a like-minded professional, we go and we support them. So, you know, if you're out in the Western states, check his calendar out as well, Combat Studies Group. And he's got a wide variety of products as well. The Varus phones and laptops, which are security-oriented devices. running a couple of different operating systems that he has. Of course, you can get a lot more details on that from him. Strongly, strongly recommend getting these devices. Okay, if you're not a tech savvy guy, if you're not really into putting operating systems and such on phones and tablets, because I've done it, it's a little tricky. Okay, it's not really a plug and play affair. He'll get you squared away. So go check him out. All right, Blacksmith Publishing, and the home of Paul Lefevre and Mike Blackburn. I did an interview with them just a couple of episodes ago. And outstanding guys, both senior instructors of the small unit tactics portion of the Special Forces qualification course. Their resume needs, a days to sit there and dive through. These guys are the real deal and Christians, and they have they started up a publishing company, and their books, the Army Special Forces Small Unit Tactics Handbook, Iron Sharpening Iron, Fire in the Jungle, which is the one that I'm about to dive into, Active Shooter Self-Defense. Listen, you're getting books here from guys who are the real deal professionals, and they made a career out of doing bad things to bad people and protecting good people from bad people. All right? Support them. Support them. You know, in Henry Goods gear, t-shirts, logo gear for the Christian in uncertain times out there. Another American Partisan .org supporter. Click on their link. They are running currently a sale on some of their goods they have over there. Please go give them some love as well. And let them know that this podcast, let them know that their placard on AmericanPartisan.org sent you over there, because these are great guys. Last but not least, of course, you've heard me talk about it. If you've been following this podcast for any amount of time, you know that I wrote the Commo chapter in Jack Lawson's Civil Defense Manual. Please, if you don't have that, we're going to be talking about tonight some of the things, breakdown of the news, some of the stuff that I see coming. You owe it to yourself to have this book. Okay, two volumes, you need it. Okay. Every part of this book was written by a professional who has bona fides, real world bona fides. These are expert opinions. These are expert how-tos. Get this book, okay? Get this book. You know, so with all of that said, man, you know, the news is just absolutely off the chain. This weekend, it seems like everything in the world all of a sudden is coming apart at the seams. And there is a lot to be said about the situation in Ukraine and the situation in Taiwan. The two are linked, okay? The two are linked. And it is kind of an interesting position. Of course, we have a lot of forces that have moved into the South China Sea, and we have a lot of forces that have moved into Ukraine as well. And we know that both the Chinese and the Russians have massed forces, with the Chinese primarily naval forces and their beach landing capable forces that are staged and ready. They're staged and ready now. Currently in the South China Sea, it is my understanding from people that are very familiar with the region and some of the inner workings and such that go on there, that the chance of them invading Taiwan right now, and what I mean by right now, I mean like tomorrow, is slim. And the reason for that is that it is not favorable for an amphibious landing right now. The currents are too rough, and China doesn't have a whole boatload of experience doing that. So the chances of it being successful are very slim. However, the spring, that's looking like a more favorable time. Now, what does this have to do with Ukraine? Of course, if you haven't been living under a rock, you know that Russia has massed a whole bunch of forces right there on the border with Ukraine. There's some satellite photos up. I have links up to this on AmericanPartisan.org. And the size and scope of some of these formations is pretty impressive. I don't personally think that this is saber rattling. Moving mechanized forces of this magnitude, especially in that region, you know, as they're getting into winter, it doesn't seem like this is just posturing, okay? It also has to be noted that the Russians moved their experienced troops. The Russians moved their experienced troops with winter warfare, something equivalent to our 10th Mountain Division. You know, troops that are experienced with cold weather, that understand and are acclimated, really more importantly, to fighting in very, very cold conditions, because that is what they're going to be marching into. Now, it could be that they plan on a coup. Of course, the current president of Ukraine, that is NATO backed, is claiming that Russia is power brokers inside of Russia, agent provocateurs, and what have you, are planning a coup against him. And he might be right. You know, who knows, right? We don't really know. We're kind of removed from the situation, but NATO, and specifically the United States, because let's be honest, Donald Trump was right on the money when he said that NATO is literally the United States, because we're footing the bill for the rest of NATO. He's exactly right. Working with NATO in Afghanistan, which was supposed to be a NATO mission, you know, the only foreign troops that I worked with that I would consider, you know, even remotely combat capable were the Brits. They were pretty good. But the rest, it's not, you know, they're there because they are getting American money to be there, essentially. And that's the way that it worked out. And that's the way that it'll work out this time too. NATO is an economic alliance. It goes back to what I was talking about with economics and warfare. They're all there together. So why is Ukraine such a hot button issue in that part of the world? Why is it so important? Well, there just so happens to be oil in there, and specifically pipelines. If you'll remember back to Joe Biden, the whole controversy about the oil deals that were there, the millions upon millions of dollars that Hunter Biden put up his nose because he was paid to be there, right? The whole deal with Burisma, this is what it is all boiling down to, okay? Putin wants a larger stake in the oil market. That's what Syria was all about. That's what Egypt was all about. It was securing of the Sinai Peninsula, right? The Suez Canal. That's what Libya was all about. Overthrew Libya, specifically to give it to British Petroleum. That's what we did. If you really want to go further, that's what Iraq 1 was all about. Iraq 2 was all about. That's what a lot of our beef with Iran is all about too. When you boil it down, Iran has a lot of strategic oil reserve as well, and they are very friendly with the Russians and continue to be so. And for that matter, Armenia as well, because Armenia and Azerbaijan, they took that tactical pause for Russia to bolster Armenia. And Armenia, by the way, the oldest Christian nation on earth. Okay, the oldest Christian nation on earth. Longtime readers of mine know that I'm part Armenian. My grandmother's first generation Armenian, and could name people up until the day before she died. She could name people who were killed at the hands of the Ottoman Turks from her village. okay? You know, serious stuff here, okay? This is serious stuff here. So, you know, Russia has moved in, and they're, of course, bolstering them. Azerbaijan, which received substantial material support from both Turkey and Israel, and no doubt by way of the United States as well. And you can go back on AmericanPartisan.org. We've got a lot of breakdowns of how that fight went and why UAVs are such a big deal. And why they are on the modern battlefield, you know, and also over on the Brushfeeder site, I have, if you go to the reference library downloads, I have a full page version of the drone survival guide over there. The drone survival guide, which has some quotes in it from my friend, Mike Adams, down in the bottom right hand corner. And it was originally written, I would say somewhat as insurgent propaganda, but of course it certainly applies to us now in this era as well, because the Chinese are fielding drones, which are every bit as sophisticated as ours. And let's be fair, in a world where the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Maoist Milley, can call up his counterpart in communist China, the commandant of the People's Liberation Army, and say, hey, we're going to give you a heads up if we're going to attack. You know, what else is he giving them? You know, just look at Lloyd Austin. Just look at him. Just look at Lloyd Austin. He is the epitome of a fat cat, of part of the power elite. The man has absolutely no soul whatsoever. And you know that he's sold us out. You know that he has. If these are the people that he pals around with, they have not a shred of decency among them. But yet, Americans, you're going to entrust them to lead your sons and daughters. Right? Just think about that. When you have entrusted them to lead your sons and daughters into battle, potentially against the Chinese, the very same enemy that he called and said, hey, we'll give you a heads up if we're going to attack. All right? Because America, they're setting you up for a fall. Okay? They're setting you up for a fall. You have to understand that. And that is why the mission of Radio Contra, the mission of the Patriot Underground right now that is being built, that this podcast is a big part of, AmericanPartisan.org is a big part of, Brushfeeder, the classes, the training. Okay? There's a reason why I do not spend very much time at home. I'm about to be on the road again. Right? And I will be. And if you look at the training calendar, I've got a lot of time on the road. Why? Because I'm totally committed to this. I'm totally committed to training all of you out there. Please join me. Join me in that. Right? But anyhow, they're setting us up for a fall. They are setting America up for a fall. And this man admitted on tape, didn't deny it before Congress, published in Leonard Bernstein's latest book, or Bob Woodward rather, his latest book, lauding the exodus of Trump from a stolen election, right? Because we know that's exactly what happened. And that's what that was. That is what peril, that book, that trash, right? It's not even fit to be toilet paper. That is exactly what it was. It was a celebratory book saying, basically, on part of the power elite, that look at what we got rid of. We took down the sitting president of the United States. We stole an election. And we denied the will of the people their very basic civil right. And we're continuing to do so. They're continuing to do it. And now with all the saber rattling, and the massing of troops, right? So we know that Russia and China are basically frenemies, right? They're essentially frenemies. They are not allies with one another. They do have a military alliance for strategic protection because they're allies of convenience. But you have to remember, the Sino-Soviet split of the 1970s, of which Henry Kissinger was very much not just the architect, but someone who sought to capitalize on it as well. And it laid the groundwork for the destruction of the American economy, the degradation of the American worker out there, right? It led to all of these things. It led to the exodus of jobs from small town America. All of the mills here in North Carolina closed up. You know, labor training, you know, became a new term. I remember when I was a kid in the 90s, we had the commercials of the unemployment line, and you know, the very end of it, they would say, next, you know. So, point is behind all that is they were the architect of building China. Russia knew that they had to partner with them. Okay, they had to at least partner with them to get a fair shake, because they knew that if China and the United States both ganged up on the bear, that they were going to lose whatever they had left after the breakdown of the Soviet Union, after it was gone. All right. So, taking all of that into account, what is the end goal? What do they want? They want the United States gone. Right, and the power elite, it should be painfully obvious at this point that the power elite wants us gone as well. They have no further use for the American economy, and that's why they're hell-bent on destroying it. That's what this nonsense about a great reset and inflation and transitory inflation and all these things that anybody that has a 101 level of economics understanding knows is straight nonsense. That's why we have the amount of inflation that we have. Fuel costs. Fuel costs are a very good gauge of inflation. Okay? That's a very good gauge of inflation. If you're paying $3.50 a gallon for fuel, then that is $3.50 less that you don't have to spend on everything else, because you're having to pay it in fuel costs. Now, the oil companies are not boasting record profits. And they're being attacked. Of course, that's a political football. And I've had some conversations with people in the oil industry in Texas and elsewhere. And, you know, there are some signs of life, I would say, in some of the boardrooms out there that there is some real concern. But for domestic energy, for American energy, they're trying to transition us away from this. And you have unelected bureaucrats, career bureaucrat people like John Kerry, who was our ambassador to the climate summit. This guy's never been a competent person at anything in his entire life. He's literally the face of white privilege, and yet he can lecture all of us, the working class, the middle classes in America, on how we should live, while he's zooming around the globe, doing literally whatever he wants, living a life of luxury and living off of his catch-up lady wife, right? But, you know, we're seeing a lot of signs. Going beyond the military buildup, the saber rattling, of course, Russia launched the remnants of their Pacific fleet, their submarine force that is ballistic missile subs. They launched the rest of them. I've got that story up on AmericanPartisan.org. Go check it out. You know, so those have set sail. They're out there. You know, any of you that have experience with submarine warfare, I would like to get your thoughts on that. I would like to get your assessment on that. And, of course, you know, absolutely under conditions of anonymity, but I would like to get your assess on that. But anyhow, you know, we're just seeing major signs all around. And headline up right now on AmericanPartisan.org is coming from Terrence Popp, shared a video that he made dealing with migrants as a new weapon of war. The position that Poland and Belarus have found themselves in. Of course, Belarus, which is a vassal state of Russia, has been pushing migrants in. These migrants have come from various areas of the Middle East. And, of course, they were scooped up and incentivized, because you have to think, you know, why would you leave your hometown? The Syrian war, by the way, is pretty much over with. So why would these people just pack up and leave? It's because they were paid to do so. And now all of a sudden they're crashing the gates of Poland, which is a NATO ally. Of course, we were doing the same thing. We were pipelining these people in to Europe as well. And the European nationalist parties were really attempting to put the brakes on it and pump the brakes on this, because you're erasing national identity. They know exactly what they're doing. And the remnants of the Soviets knew what they were doing as well. And they're utilizing these people to become a weapon of war, to degrade and destabilize the local populace and the politics therein. That's exactly what they're doing. And the left, the leftist sympathizers in those nations are going right along with it, lock and stock. Slightly different goal, by the way. Slightly different goal. I would say that they are not aligned with Russia in any way, shape, or form, but they are taking advantage of the situation. Now, I'll turn your attention to our southern border. That needs no introduction. Our southern border needs absolutely no introduction whatsoever. We know that it is out of control, and this administration has turned a complete blind eye to it, right? Complete blind eye to it. They don't even care, right? Border patrol agents are stretched thin. Stuff's really not working in their favor. And these people are just coming in, and they are coming in from a lot of different places. A lot of interesting places. They're not necessarily all coming in from Central or South America, as has been the case for the past 20 years. Oh no, they're coming in from places like Haiti. They're coming in from places like Romania. Who brought them here? Who brought them here? Who incentivized these people? Who paid for their ticket to bring them into Mexico and give them safe passage and pad the palms to bring them in? Somebody brought them in. Somebody recruited these people. Now, they're coming in. What are they going to do next? What are they going to do from there? You know, this is sounding a whole lot like the introduction to Red Dawn. When you couple our situation with the famine that is currently going on in the Asian countries, China is facing a large-scale food crisis right now and are going to continue to do so. They're also now on the beginnings of winter. They are facing a massive energy crisis as well. They need coal. Okay, I've pointed that out. Several others in the alternative media pointed that out as well. And whenever that happens, whenever you have that crisis that is coming to a head, whenever you have warring tribes out there, right? For the anthropologists in the audience, going all the way back to the genesis of mankind, when you have two warring tribes and they're competing for resources with one another, they're going to fight. Okay, they're going to fight. So I think that one is definitely coming. Now, with that said, taking that into account, I think that right now America is being set up for a fall. Okay, this is not a military that has been designed to win wars. You can't say that the actions of the Biden administration have in any way, shape, or form increased readiness in the ranks. All right, my contacts there in various military branches can't wait to get out. Morale's at an all-time low. Do you think these people want to fight? They do want to fight, but not like what we're seeing. Right, not like the one that we're seeing, and that is the prevailing rumor among them, is that we're getting set up for a fall. Okay, it's very, very unfortunate to have to look at things like that, but it is a reality nonetheless. It is a reality nonetheless, and so you know, 1984, Red Dawn came out. You should go back and watch that just because it's great and, you know, has a lot of people who went on to do great things in Hollywood. From then on, they were just absolute legends. Patrick Swayze, Powers Booth. What I want you to do is just read the introduction. Just read the introduction and understand that it wasn't the Russians that invaded. They came in and they helped once things had calmed down and the insurgency in different areas had kicked off. But it was migrants who had come in illegally. And they rose up. and they put on uniforms. They were a fifth column inside the ranks. They were a fifth column inside the wire. Do you understand what I am telling you? And this is why, okay, this is why it is imperative right now. It is imperative that you take your own personal training seriously. Okay, because if I were on the other side of the fence, if I were looking at things from an alternative perspective, from, let's say, I want to bring all of this down, right? These are exactly the moves that I would make. These are exactly the moves that I would be making if I wanted to destabilize a place. Watch out for the critical infrastructure. We're getting into the winter. Watch out for the shutdown of critical infrastructure. And, you know, let's just look at our energy secretary. Let's look at our energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm. This woman's literally an idiot. She has absolutely no qualification whatsoever to be where she is. She checked all the right boxes. She rubbed elbows with all the right people. And now that is where she is. She can't even answer what the average amount of fuel consumption a day for the American populace even is. She's pinned down by a reporter. Well, what is the average amount of fuel consumption per day in America? Well, I don't have those numbers in front of me. What do you mean you don't have those numbers in front of you? This is your job, okay? This is your job. And that was one thing about Trump was when, you know, these people, of course, they went into the mainstream media and complained or whatever because everybody complains about their boss when they get fired, right? Their boss was the worst guy ever. But he had the fortitude to fire people, right? When they didn't do their job, he held them to a standard. And that was something that we did not have in politics, okay? If somebody left, they left ceremoniously, great fanfare, they'd get their book deal, and they would show up somewhere else in the Politburo of one of the two parties. Right? That's exactly how it goes. That is exactly how it goes. And that's what they were seeking to do. And Trump didn't play by those rules, and he didn't play that game. And of course, maybe had he played that game a little bit better, they wouldn't have turned on him as rapidly as they did. Of course, I knew when he was bombing Syria within his first year in office, I knew right then that things were going sideways and were going to continue to do so, and they did, unfortunately. They did. But where does that leave you? Okay, where does that leave you? We've talked a lot about local networking. The people living around you, the people in your neighborhoods are the ones who are going to be there. Okay, they're not going anywhere. You know, and this may ruffle a few feathers, and you know, I'm not afraid of doing that, obviously. But for a lot of the people in the quote unquote prepper movement, preparedness movement, whatever you know you want to call it, whatever you want to label it, you know, this theme of relocation, right? Just pack up your stuff and just go somewhere else, right? Just go somewhere else, go to a freer state or whatever. And that's a lofty goal, okay? That's a lofty goal. But if you're not the type who easily makes friends with people or plays well with others, and let's face it, there's a lot of preppers out there. There's a lot of people in this genre who aren't particularly good at that, who are introverts. In one way or another, you're going to have an uphill battle, okay? You're going to have an uphill battle. You have to have that little bit of gregariousness and outgoingness. But, you know, the interpersonal skills are critical. But with that said, the place that you have generational ties is critically important, okay? The last Sons of Liberty, at the end of the episode, I gave a description of a story that occurred when I was a kid. And, you know, everybody in my little part of the world, my neck of the woods, right, everybody remembers that. We all remember that incident, right? And it's something that, you know, would never make news headlines anywhere. Nobody would ever care about that. But it was important to us because it happened, Okay, and it was something that we can all kind of ha-ha laugh about now, but it was pretty serious at the time. It was a very serious thing where you're talking about a, you know, little podunk rural place in you know, part of North Carolina where people don't ever go, flyover country, literally. You know, that's a big deal, right? It's a big deal. And it more to the point, generational knowledge. Okay, generational knowledge, a place you have generational ties, that is critically important because those are the people who are going to carry you through it. When I read Guerrilla Days in Ireland the first time, I've since read through it many, many times. I have a lot of annotations in the margins of the book, pages tabbed off. And one day I may turn that into a book all into its own, right? Maybe in an analysis of things. Over on the forum, forum.brushfeeder.org, one of our users over there, Dirt Nasty, he posted up 150 questions to a gorilla from my interpretation of things. And I kind of dropped off because I've had a lot of stuff to do. As everybody who's trained with me, listen to this podcast, what have you, knows. I've had a lot going on, but I desperately need to pick that up. And that might be something that I publish as well. You know, kind of my thoughts on things from the perspective of a guerrilla commander or a prospective guerrilla commander. And what a lot of it boils down to was exactly what I just pointed out. With Tom Barry's experience in Guerrilla Days in Ireland, localism. It all boiled down to localism, local ties, right? A frequent question that I get, well, how do you build trust with people? Well, that's both easy and hard at the same time. How well do you know that person? Okay, don't be so eager to be friends with everybody. Okay, it doesn't mean not be friendly. Okay, it doesn't mean don't be personable, but don't be so eager to be everybody's best friend, all right? Don't be so eager to go out and recruit people right now either. We're not firing shots yet. We're getting there. That's it. Definitely the anybody that's ever read Left of Bang knows that we're getting close to that time. We're getting close to the final three rings of the insurgency pyramid. It's happening. Right. But we're not there yet. And it's not going to be people who come from, you know, eight states away that are going to come all of a sudden, you know, fight with you because you talk to them on the internet or they told you what you want to hear on a forum or a blog or something. Right. No, that's not how it works. OK, it's your neighbors. It's your neighbors that are going to cover your ass, who are going to be out there giving you the signal, right? Overseas, it was the kids that were on the street corner that were the lookouts, right? A lot more like a criminal organization than some group of FUDs, right? So you got to think in those terms. You know, you have to think in those terms. And where do you get all that? Where do you get all that? Localism, local action, okay? Local organization and with the youth. You know, what are you doing out there? How are you planning on influencing the youth at all or even bringing them to your cause? Right? A lot of you out there, this is something that I see a lot in the comments. A lot of you out there, you're older. I get it. But when you come across with these sour grape comments about, oh, well, you know, I just gave up on the youth because they, you know, everybody that's a millennial or younger, they're stupid. Yeah, okay, well, I'm sure your parents really had a hell of a time with you too, right? And look where you are now. If somebody had yanked you up by your bootstraps, you know, mama bit you on the back of your scruff and told you to get a dose of act right, you probably would have been a little bit better off too. You got to understand something. This next generation is looking at the world not through the lens of, I'm going to go to college, and I'm going to become a doctor or a lawyer, and I'm going to live in a big house, a suburban, in my McMansion, and have my two cars, my Barbie doll wife, and all this stuff. Right? They ain't looking at the world like that. They're looking at the world through a very, very bleak lens. If you haven't noticed The entertainment industry has been telegraphing this for a long time. A lot of these youth-oriented dystopian stories, movies, books, they've been hammered with this stuff. Generation Z has been absolutely hammered with this stuff from a young age. You may or may not have paid attention to it. I could care less what your thoughts are on that. I'm telling you what the reality is. It's not an opinion. This has been happening, right? It's predictive programming. And so these kids are not looking at stuff like that. They're not looking at, you know, I'm going to make $1 million and retire one day, right? They're not looking at that. They're looking at, like, the world is doom and gloom. It's going to beat you down. Now, what is the solution? Now, they're being telegraphed by a lot of academics out there that the solution is Marxism. Now, thankfully, conservatism is the counterculture. That is the new counterculture that is driving all of it. What are you doing to harness that? How are you training these people? That's the reason when I run classes, I tell every class I've ever taught, I begin first 10 minutes of class telling them this is a train the trainer course. I'm planting the seeds so that you can go out and at least replicate one skill. Okay, at least one skill that you were being taught in class. You can go out and you can replicate it with somebody else. Critically important, folks. Critically important. And it's all with that aim. Are you gaining ground in the culture war? The culture war is not occurring online. Does it have an online component to it? Yes. Okay, yes, it does. But it is not occurring online. It is occurring in person. And you have to be able to at least recognize that reality and then have a plan on harnessing it. And no, that does not entail moving out west and retiring to a pretty place with a nice view. Okay? It requires getting out there and figuring out how you're going to influence that. And there's a number of organizations that are really good for that, for gaining ground with the youth. And, you know, that are teaching a wide variety of skills, from marksmanship with the Appleseed program. I've had a large number of Appleseed, either Appleseed trained or Appleseed instructors that have come through class, particularly here in North Carolina. And I'll tell you what, they got a lot of great stuff going for inexpensive training, $50. Take your kids to it. It is very, very family friendly. It is framed around being family friendly. Now, you know, you're not getting necessarily a level of training that I would equate with combat proficiency, because it is basic rifle marksmanship training, but it is certainly something that I would take into account when you're coming up with a training program. There's a number of other ones out there. There are a lot of offshoots of people who are dissatisfied with the direction of the Boy Scouts of America. And of course, I concur fully with that. It is sad and shameful what has occurred there with that organization and the downhill slide that it has been trapped in. But there's a number of other organizations that ranging from regional to national. There's several. Go look them up. I'm not going to name anyone in particular, but there are a number of them out there. And of course, activism with your church. Activism with your church. Okay, if you are not getting involved with your local church in some way, shape, or form, okay, your church, if you're of a preparedness mindset, your local church is the first place that you need to be meeting people. Why? Because they're in church. Because they are at least on some level like-minded. Okay, when I was growing up, you know, we had homecoming every year. We had several times a year that the entire congregation, which was large, and it was my local community, by the way. It was people that had generational ties to the place. It would come together. Everybody brought a casserole dish. Everybody had something really good. And you know, you came together. Every church, every fire department has an annual stew They have barbecue here in North Carolina. It's what we're known for. You know, people come to class up here when it is the classroom-based courses of instruction, getting good barbecue up here, too, is my family's recipe, by the way, on that. But anyhow, that is how you meet people, okay? That is how you meet people. Volunteer organizations that are locally based. You know, and don't come at me with these questions like, yeah, well, I went there and they kind of gave me a cold shoulder. Well, you're the FNG, okay? You're the effing new guy, all right? Don't expect people to be your best friend right off the bat. And also, don't go in there talking some crazy mess about the end times, okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people know and are very in tune to what's going on right now. I talked about that a lot in the past. I talked that about that point in my piece. You say you want a revolutionary, you should go back and read that. I talked about that. A lot of people know what's going on. The question is what to do about it. And I'm telling you, the answer is local organizations. So get involved locally with something. Okay, with something. Figure out what it is. Figure out what that is. And figure out a way to interact with the youth enough, or even their parents. Okay, even their parents. And guess what? Every church worth its salt around here, every healthy church congregation has a youth group as well. Two of the ones that are local to me have shooting clubs with them. And a lot of old ladies who are really into teaching people how to can, teaching people how to preserve food, you know, hey, there it is. It's staring you right in the face. And you don't need to get together and talk about doomsday all the time. Okay. That's not really what you need to do. And preparedness groups and MAGs, mutual assistance groups, militias, and so on and so forth, they fall into that trap over and over again. Okay. Keep that stuff to a minimum. All right. You don't really need to be talking, you know, all the crazy mess. We all understand that. Okay. And that guy that comes in, I'll tell you something. The guy that comes in talking the big talk, we need to do this, we need to do that. And first thing that I do is look at them. Well, who the hell is we? Me and you? Well, I don't know you. And you really don't know me. And when you start saying what we need to do, I'm immediately suspicious. Knowing what I know and my level of training in a former life as an intelligence collector on the ground, you know, I know a thing or two about a thing or two. And that just don't smell right to me. But that being said, local organization over on the forum, forum.brushfeeder.org, there is a whole giant section dedicated to that local organization as well. So come on over there. I invite you to come on over there. Now with that being said, I've had a spate of emails that have come in the past couple of days. A lot of people trying to sign up and are finding out that they can't because they're trying to register using a Gmail account, a Yahoo account, a Hotmail account, some of these more well-known email accounts that servers that are out there. I'm not allowing those. Okay, it has to come from a different domain. Tutanota, ProtonMail, and ProtonMail and Tutanota both have some security issues. But that being said, for, you know, one-time use kind of deal, hey, whatever, right? They're allowed. Cryptext is another one. But, you know, these freeware email hosts, they were the, we were getting a lot of attacks on the forum that were foreign-based, both Russian and Chinese. And so, you know, I've fought to mitigate those. And, you know, I'm not necessarily an IT expert in all things either. So it has been a little bit of a learning curve. But a big step in mitigating all that to give all of you the best experience possible and the best community possible online was to mitigate all of that. So please stop emailing me if you got a Gmail account and you can't figure out why you can't register. Okay, I just told you why. All right, I just told you why. So recapping the episode, what I think the direction of China and Russia, where this is going to go, I absolutely do believe that America is being set up for a fall here, that there will be a confrontation. I do not think that it is right around the corner. 90 days is what my friend and colleague Mike Shelby is saying with Forward Observer. Maybe. He might be right. We would be coming out of spring. His logic is certainly sound. You know, but we would be coming out of spring at that point, and I think simultaneously to us being set up for a fall, we also are going to see the rising of the fifth column here in the United States, and they're going to be attacking critical infrastructure. And for that reason, you know, and you know, that's not taking into account this new strain of COVID, which has been released on the populace. Yeah, I said it. It was released. Okay, it was released. You know, I think I might be the first person in the alternative media to say that. InfoWars has been pretty sharp here lately. They might have beat me to it. But I think it is my personal assessment. This sucker was released. It's just too convenient. It is just too convenient. You know, coronaviruses and obviously, you know, I'm a sociologist, not a virologist, but the narrative just doesn't fit. And so, we're seeing it. And especially right after they say, oh, you know, this big push to get all the kids vaccinated. And now all of a sudden, when it is proven, by the way, it is proven that kids don't necessarily benefit at all. And in many cases, it is contrary to do so to vaccinate them. We don't have enough data yet. We do not have enough data yet to make a determination whether this is safe or not. And so if you don't have enough data, you take no action. Okay, you take no action. But of course, you know, we got to do it for the old people. We got to do it for the old, right? Because Johnny might kill Granny with COVID. And of course, they're going to roll this right out before Christmas season, right into the Christmas season. I mean, it was almost like it was predicted. And of course, you know, problem, reaction, solution. Here we go again. But big picture, you've got that coupled with the fact that we're being set up for a fall, and this is all in an effort to usher in a one-world government. Now, it could very well be that they're setting the Russians up for a fall as well, with the Chinese being brought in as the backbone, because you got to know that the Russians are relatively small militarily even still. The Chinese, however, the People's Liberation Army, in total, has more people in it than we have in the United States. And you couple that with a fifth column that very well may be training and have received training in various schools around the world that have been set up for leftist one world government revolution. It is a very serious scenario which is playing out. So you need to get yourself prepared. That's why all those advertisers that I talked about in the first 20 minutes or so of the show, take advantage of what you can now. Okay, take advantage of what you can now. Get armed. All right, get armed, get ammunition, get food storage. Start thinking about ways. It is not too late. Do not throw your hands up and say, well, you know, oh, it's too late, I can't do anything. No, each day, you get a little bit better. Right? You focus on one thing when it comes to preparedness, even if it is something you internalize, mental, physical fitness, getting out there, doing something, right? Doing something, working on a skill, getting material, but we constantly improve our position. That's exactly what we need to be doing. So do I think that possibly a Red Dawn is on the horizon, Red Dawn type scenarios on the horizon for the United States? I will say that it is not outside the realm of possibility, and there has to be a logic behind all of this. There has to be a logic behind each one of these moves. There has to be a reason that these people were recruited from places and across the Atlantic Ocean were paid for, were bribed to be left alone by the cartels, were trafficked to our southern border. There is a reason for all of that, a very serious reason for all of that. So what are they going to be planning next? What are they going to be planning next? I'll leave you with this. The genie came out of the bottle when they overturned the will of the American people in the last election. And they know it. They know it. That wave of national populism that is out there, that is taking hold in this country and a lot of other great countries across the world as well, that wave of populism that was taking hold scared the living hell out of the power elite. They had to do something. They may very well be in their end game. Get yourself prepared, folks. Anyhow, I will be taking to the airwaves here very, very soon. Possibly tomorrow, possibly the next day, getting a little bit more content cranked out to you. And then I'm going to be out training. I'm going to be out training at an undisclosed location for a private class. But we do have Mech Medics Partisan Lifesaver course right around the corner. We are 2 weeks out. Contact him. Let him know that you heard about it on this podcast on Radio Contra. And even if you can't make it out to class, look back at some of our previous episodes. Just did episode 100 with him. A lot of great information, a lot of great knowledge contained in that interview. Anyhow, folks, it has been great to be with you here on this episode 101, coming right off of Thanksgiving, the Black Friday / Cyber Monday weekend. Get out there. Please support our advertisers, buy some stuff from our affiliates, and support the mission of Radio Contra and AmericanPartisan.org. This is NC Scout wishing you a wonderful weekend. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon. Sensei Scout, out.